Our reading is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 10th chapter, verses 24 to 42. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and the body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs on your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will deny before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. The one who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and the one who receives a righteous person because he is a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word today, we welcome Pastor Kurt Clayton, Zion Lutheran Church, Muscoota, Illinois.
In Jesus' name, amen. The text for our brief meditation for this morning is from Matthew chapter 10, verses 24 through 42. This is a tough text, especially the middle parts in the verses of 34 through 39. Jesus says he comes not to bring peace, but a sword. Families will be at strife with each other, a father against a son, a daughter against her mother. Your enemies will be in your own household. Anyone who does not take up his cross is not worthy to follow Jesus. What is Jesus talking about here? He's sending his disciples out into the world. Jesus is giving his instructions for how his disciples are expecting to interact in the world. And that same world is where we live. We should expect to face the same conditions that Jesus predicts for the disciples that he sends out. It almost sounds like a battle. Family members being betrayed, taking up your cross, facing a sword rather than peace, and only finding your life by losing your life, that sounds like a fierce conflict. I'm reminded of a series of speeches that Winston Churchill gave in the early and dark days of World War II. The first speech I'm going to think about is one that Churchill gave on May 13th, 1940. This was his first speech to Parliament after becoming Prime Minister of Great Britain. Winston Churchill said, "I would say to the House, as I have said to those who have joined this government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and suffering. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of terror. Victory, however long and hard the road may be, for without victory there is no survival." That was Churchill's first speech to Parliament as Prime Minister. Almost as famous are the words of his next speech that he gave on June 18th, 1940. His first speech, he said, "I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat." Sounds like Jesus is promising us the same thing in this world. But Churchill goes on in his next speech on June 18, 1940, to say, "Let us brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves, that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will say, this was their finest hour." We as Christians don't often think of struggling with this sinful world as being our finest hour. We are often fearful and timid of the scorn we will face in this world. That's why Jesus sends out his disciples with great hope and assurance as well. Jesus assures us in our text that not even a sparrow falls to the ground without the Father knowing, and we are worth far more to the Father than a sparrow. God cares for his people and protects them, even to the point of knowing how many hairs are on our head. Our ultimate source of confidence in facing the struggles of this sinful world is that Jesus has conquered for us. He has truly taken up his cross, literally, as he carried that instrument of torture and death to Calvary. He truly lost his life so we could be found forever in him. As he hung on the cross, he called out, "Father, forgive them," so we know that he will continue to plead for us and acknowledge us also. As miserable as the cross looked in the struggle against this sinful world, we must truly say that was our finest hour, the hour that Jesus gave his life for us. I want to mention one more Winston Churchill speech. This one was given on August 20th, 1940, during the Battle of Britain. On this occasion, Churchill uttered the famous words, "Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few." One rumor has it that Churchill originally wrote that line a little bit differently. Instead of beginning, "Never in the field of human conflict," Churchill was going to say, "Never in the history of mankind." A friend reportedly heard Churchill practicing this speech, and he said, "Well, what about Jesus?" So Churchill changed his speech from "never in the history of mankind" to "never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few." Because truly, in all of human history, there is no more central event than the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. There, one man, the God-man, gave his life for all of humanity. We all owe an eternal debt of gratitude to what that one man did that one day on the cross of Calvary. We can all recognize that as Christ took our sins on the cross, that was our finest hour. And because of what Jesus did on the cross, we can face the world with confidence and peace. Yes, we will have struggles in this sinful world. Yes, a Christian's life will be difficult. Yes, we will face many bumps and barriers in the road, but Christ has already won the victory. In this world, we will have struggles, but in Christ, we can have peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Kirk Clayton for today's meditation on God's Word.